everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started.
Okay, so for the past few years, we've been fortunate enough to be in this podcasting space. And it goes without saying that there's been some trial and error, as you can imagine.
Yes, you know, this time of year, we like to have a few little lighthearted chats with you all. So today we have a treat for you because we're talking to Queen K of Breadfruit Media, aka the Queen Carrie Ann. Breadfruit Media has been our go-to service for all things media for the past few years. So let me go ahead and introduce Queen K. Queen K, aka Carrie Ann, is a dynamic fusion of technical expertise, strategic leadership, and cultural ambassadorship. Leveraging her extensive background in technology and project management, she provides comprehensive podcast production services under her company, Breadfruit Media. Combining her infectious charisma and powerful storytelling skills, Carrie Ann fosters deep connections within the Caribbean American community through the Carry On Friends platform and its associated podcast. As she continues to masterfully juggle her successful professional career and entrepreneurial endeavors, Carrie Ann is not just the voice of the Caribbean diaspora, but a beacon of inspiration and a testament to what passion and resilience can achieve. Boop, welcome to our blooper show, Queen K.
Boop. What a guan. I'm so excited to be here. I'm ready for the hype. I'm ready for the bacchanal. I'm ready for the bashment. I'm ready for the fete, whatever it is. I'm ready. You ready?
We're ready. OMG. Thank you for being here. Mek with top the ting.
Yes. Okay.
So, Queen K, I know, first of all, this ain't no question that y'all seeing on here, okay? I know that you know Queen H from back in the days. Tell me how y'all know each other real quick.
I know Queen H because Queen H friend is my friend. And so we just spread the friendship love, and that's how I met her. And yeah, that's how it is. But me can't really go too much in a Queen H. But if I could say anything, what you're getting on the podcast is what you get from Queen H. So it's not a act. It's the real thing.
Well, thank you. And actually, that friend we had on the podcast as well. So that's good.
Yes.
So can you tell us, I know we had it in the intro, but can you tell us about Breadfruit Media and how did you get into this line of work?
Boy, so this friend is really why, let me back up. So I wanted to start the podcast in 2013, but I was scared. No one else was doing this. No one else I knew was doing it. So I was just like, you know what, I'm going to start a blog. And the following year, I spent 1 year kind of warming up to it because, like Queen P, I'm the perfectionist. We're going to do it right. No mistake, no ifs, ands, buts, nothing. You understand? That's the Caribbean excellence. We'll deal with that in therapy later. But it took me a year to practice and, you know, do that before I launched Carry On Friends, my podcast. So doing my own podcast, which I still edit to this day, 8 years later, is kind of how I've continued to improve on the skill. But the friend that I know through Queen H is the person that I said, you know what, you should start a podcast. And she was like, yeah, I'll start it if you edit it. And that's how Breadfruit Media started. And kind of before that, I was giving somebody advice on their podcast, and I didn't realize that it was something that I could make money from because I wasn't doing it for that, like for other people. And so I did consulting for that. And then Queen M was like, yeah, I'll do it if you edit my podcast. And so that's how Breadfruit Media started.
And so, yes. And we had Queen M on the podcast talking about Soft Life. So you see how these things just come full circle. And we had a podcast before talking about networking and all of these things. And you see, you don't know who you're going to meet. Have the conversation. You don't have to become best friends, but you can become business. You can do all of that. Sometimes with the business, you become friends. Sometimes you're friends and then become business partners. You don't know.
That is how Queen M and I became friends. I just met her through an associate that we had in common. It was like, hi. And my gosh, how much years later, when I tell people like, yeah, I just met her in 2014, they're like, you lying. Why feel like you know each other from so long? So, you know, when it's good people, because we want to manage people's expectation that it's not everybody you meet that you and them will become good business friends and friends outside of that. And oh, I have a topic idea for Uno. You know, we're keeping it, you know, dynamic. You know, I've been seeing a lot of reports about how in this age of social media, people are still so very lonely. And I think we need to explore how, because, oh, Queen P and Queen H online, I don't have to call and go hang out with them in person because I could see them online, is really fostering this idea of isolation, right? And then we then maybe, this is me with my pseudo LMNOP SW thing that say, okay, maybe because of that, we latch on to the first person that we meet and then we become besties. And then it, you know, in, so we lose the trainings of how to make friends and just have some attachment to random people that we shouldn't have attachment to. So just an idea, I'm putting it out there. Why did I reach to this point about online? But yeah, I think it's important to, you know, make connections, but not everybody you meet and connected to should be your friend. Yeah, that's the point.
For sure. You know, I appreciate that because I have no friends. Okay. I'm going to carry you. I'm going to bring you. I'm going to put you back. None of that. I don't have the energy. But anyhow, we digress, right? Because this ain't about me. So, Queen K, what is the hardest thing about editing for the Queen's Social Work Podcast?
I don't think it's for you both specifically. I think it is just, people like the idea of podcasts and they're like, oh my gosh, I have such great conversations with my friends. I should do this in a podcast, but it doesn't quite work the same way because you now have to learn to do a waltz, right? You can't all speak at the same time. When we're hanging out, it sounds like it's nice when we all talking and some everybody jumping in. When you're editing a podcast, it is chaos. It is like chaos to the ear. And so when you're starting out, you're learning, especially when you have a co-host, you're learning each other's rhythms, and that takes time. So it's not limited to you. It's just everyone. So that took time for both of you to figure out each other's rhythms. And there's always technical issues, not just for you, but for most people. And working through those technical issues is a challenge because what happens is it throws you off the presence of being in the show, right? You're frustrated. Why this thing not working? I'm going to fling it away. I'm going to bring it back to beep, insert whatever, you know, technology store you bought it from. So technology is the other element that impacts how you perform in the show. So it's not just you. And then you then begin to be aware of your speech, your diction, your voice. So you recognize your crutch words. So Queen P and dem, that's her favorite crutch phrase, and dem. and Queen H.
Wait, I thought that was H. People and them?
No, you Queen P. It is you. I promise you, it is you. Queen H have holy. Queen H have what? Oh, psh, yes. Psh, let me. That is H. Like it's those little things. But then we'll get into her saying. So you recognize your crutch words, and then the personality comes in when you become comfortable. And that is what I love. Instead of talking about what's challenging, what I love is just the personality. So I had come prepared with a list of sayings, you know, that the Queens of Social Work podcast be having. So go off, H. Go off. You know I like when you go off. Queen H goes, get your paper. Get these dollars. Kicking the door, waving the fo-fo.
That's it. That is H all day, all night.
Wait, one more. Get this bag.
That sound like me.
Yes, you. That's you. And the other one, that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, wait, which one is that? H, you think that's you? Or you think it's me?
I feel it's me. It's for me. Because I'd be like, listen, I'd be saying too much. That's all I got to say about that. Let me just leave that one right there.
Yep. And the other one, bust you in the head.
Oh, we know that's H. H, busting people. When I tell you in person, she was busting people in the head too, morning, noon, and night. So we already know that's H because she liked to bust it down. Yes.
Absolutely. Listen, I still busting people in the head. What? Be quiet before I bust you in your head. Leave me alone.
Yeah, so that's what I enjoy about it. When you first started, I was helping someone learn how to edit, and they got a kick out of, Carrie, rewind that, cut that out. They were just like, what is this? And I was like, oh, think of in the movie, they have, you know, visual clues with the marker. That was my audio marker, what to cut. And I'm just like, hey, that's what it is. So yeah, that's what I enjoy about editing the show. I know there's always going to be a bit of levity in the episodes.
Yeah, so people, you know, when we give it to you as nice and clean, Carrie does clean up the thing, you don't hear all the foolishness that go behind. Only the guests know what's happening behind the scenes. So we'll be like, I'll be like, hold on, didn't hear that. Say that again. Cut that, Carrie. We definitely do that. So that is absolutely true. So with all of that, because you have your favorite sayings, do you have a favorite episode of ours?
My favorite ones would always be the memorable episodes. I'd be telling people them stories like, oh my gosh, the one with the parent on the supervised visit doing drugs in the bathroom. I was like, what kind of madness is this? So the weed one, again, with the kid in the foster care, and you'd be like, you rolled up and you'd be like, you know, you was like, I could have catch a contact or something like that. That's what you said. So those are my favorite. I think those are the ones that I guess they are memorable. And then I did like meditation with Kat. That was a nice, quick, brief one, but it was really punched to the point. And then I did enjoy the episode you had with Joy, because I didn't experience her grief, but I've experienced grief, and I've always wanted to talk about it in the podcast. So on my personal podcast, like in 2016, when my grandmother passed away, man, there are a couple episodes you heard me choking up. I'm about to start bawling on this episode. And I really didn't, I still couldn't even explain the magnitude of the grief that I experienced that November 2016 through 2017, because another grandparent, love of my life, passed away. And then last year, my father passed away. So like, I just think of her episode, I'm like, yeah, I know, people be saying the craziest things. So those are the ones that are memorable to me.
Thank you for sharing that, Queen K. OMG. I think you hit on something that we definitely try to accomplish in the show in terms of connecting to our listeners, connecting to people who've gone through it. Because as you see, we have a myriad of experiences, right? There's 30 years of experience clinically between Queen H and I. But personally, life is life, man. We doing this work. Okay, we have full-time job, plus side job, plus we run a business. And so to have a place where we can key and ting and bust people in the head and collect these dollars, I mean, this podcast has been such a blessing for us and for those who listen. And of course, for you who gets to edit. Thank you so much for your work.
Okay, let's hear some bloopers.
Today, we have a treat for you. We'll be talking to Monica, you're going to have to tell me how to say your last name.
I was waiting for that question.
Yes.
It's pronounced Gavilanes.
Gavilanes. Gavilanes. Yep. Okay. Carrie, cut that out. Cut that out in the back. So let me go start from the beginning. Okay. Well, I agree with that totally. Social media is filled with pages dedicated to entrepreneurship, side hustles, and small businesses. We know that, my tongue tied. Mm. Cut that, Carrie. Oh, I wasn't sure if Queen P was going to go because she was looking like she was going to go. Okay. So sorry. Cut that out, Carrie.
All good.
So thank you. And I'm not finna be stressed out here because I know the government be lying, but I also know these people in the streets be lying. How about that? So that's the conspiracy. Oh man, I went off and we didn't even have no drinks. Okay, let me pull that back.
Harry, please erase.
Let me go back. Okay. So Carrie, delete that. And I'm going to say it over again. I went off.
Carrie, cut that.
Queen A, real quick, say that again about CPR. Because when you said CPR, it kind of drunk. So
cut out.
Just say that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Queen H resists from morning. PB ready to fight, kicking down. No, we not doing that. Get your people and them, because we about to roll up. Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy listening to these bloopers.
What do you want the folks to know about the Queens of Social Work?
I mean, they know what they already know. I think the most important thing is that they're getting you. It's not a performance. And I don't think people really understand that. When you have a show, you could pretend to be like anything, right? But you are your authentic selves. And you are bringing both an authenticity and a vulnerability. Like, I remember the episode where Queen P was like, yeah, I'm not here to make friends. I really don't care. I could play in the dirt by myself. But all right, if I'm losing out on some coins, all right, I'll make an effort. Y'all keep me accountable. That type of thing, right? That's authenticity, right? It doesn't have to be always exactly knowing my business. So that's the part of like just being Queen P and Queen H, but you still are allowed to be vulnerable and authentic within the boundaries that you give to the audience. And I think that's important, right? So even though they may not know who you are exactly, there's still authenticity there.
And Queen P like to say she ain't got no friends, but I wore her down, okay? So she need to stop acting like she ain't got a friend.
Oh, yes. My one friend, yes. One friend. My big friend.
Exactly. Thank you. So just had to clarify that for the record. Thank you so much for saying that, because this is true. Like, we are bringing us, and we are bringing ourselves authentically. And, you know, at the end of the day, like we said, we have jobs. So there are certain reasons why, you know, we're not going to tell you everything, right? Because people from the job may listen, you know, and sometimes you're working for government agencies, private agencies, and they don't respect or care for the freedom of your speech, right? And so you have to be mindful of that. But still, we have this thing in our heart where we like to teach others and also share experiences with others, especially new social workers coming in, because there are certain things that we may not have been told when we first got into the field, or we were told a certain way. And one of those things is that you're going to be Brooks all your life. You're going to be Brooks.
Cue another Queen H saying, Brooks.
But it's true, you know what I mean? And that's also the space that I love, is that we can be who we are, right? I am, you know, Caribbean American. I was born here, but my family is from the Caribbean, right? You know, P is from the Caribbean, you know, so it's just this life and how we bring it to our work, and then now getting to share it and talk to everybody is just a great space. And having you as being a Caribbean woman, right, and understanding where we're coming from and being able to, you know, highlight certain stuff and encourage us. Listen, we have gotten so much gems from Miss Carrie. Like, listen, if you want, you know, a consultant or something like that, you need to talk to Carrie Ann Reed Brown. Okay. Thank you very much. Because she's going to make sure your business is popping. Okay. She's going to give you the 1-2 entry. Okay. There's no other way to say it. I done had other people that come to me about podcasts and how do I do it? I said, I don't know how to do shit. I don't know shit. I can talk. That's what I talk. That's it. But the person who helped us clean it up and make it good, I have my partner who makes sure things are good. She good with that. She writes it up and make sure the episode goes seamless. I talk to the people, okay? And then we have a bomb ass editor, okay, who makes sure it's clean. So if you would like that information, you can talk to her. That's what I say, okay?
Thank you. I mean, one of the things that I love about what you both are doing, right, it's allowing people a spectrum, right? So if you, all right, two things. When I first started the blog, I was working in a law firm, and I know the process of being interviewed for a legal publication as part of my job. It took about a month for that to get clearance to be published, right? So me now thinking, all right, if I'm gonna do my blog, for maybe 2 years before, until I started the podcast in 2015, in January 2015, nobody knew my face. Nobody knew I did this blog because I understood the industry I was in. They were concerned, which is why people now have in their bio, opinions are my own, because people recognize that their jobs might feel like if you say something, it reflects your employer's positions, right? So there's a reason why there's this being anonymous or pseudo anonymous, right? Two, it gives people variation, because if you don't do this, it's almost like it's normalized to go on social media and spill your every business. And I don't subscribe to that ministry at all, right? There has to be boundaries. And we see on social media with my ABC LMNOP license, that people tell all of them business. And when that backfired, there's a whole meltdown on social media, right? So creating healthy boundaries for your sake, because, you know, internet don't forget nothing, right? And, you know, you need to see how other people operate with their personal lives, how they create boundaries, but still, you know, they lean into their passions. They lean into what they feel like they're called to do, but they don't have to do it the way everybody else is doing it. And I wish more people do that, because you know how many people are sitting on the sidelines not wanting to do what they want to do because they don't want the whole business out on the street? Like, you know, they want to be able to do something without everybody having to be in their business. And there's a space for that. But unfortunately, it's very hard to do if you want to try to make money, because you have to put your whole business out there. And this is not that diss anybody. It's just that it doesn't work for a lot of people. And I know plenty of people who do not have a social media profile, but professionally off air, they might make money, you know? So we just need to give people, young people, like examples that there are other ways to have an impact without losing your privacy.
And I'm going to digress for a second, because there's a point that you brought up, and then you said, because current events that are going on, okay? Because that coming back to bite DJ Envy in the butt, okay? And I don't know his legal business.
Weird. What happened with DJ Envy Wagwan?
Oh, girl, you have to be in the socials of the media. Anyway, long story short, because I'm going to sum it up, okay? Because I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know legalities, but allegedly. That's the words you got to say. So anyway, he had a business partner, allegedly, who was scheming and scamming on the people. It was like a Ponzi scheme for real estate. Now, this man did was in jail before and supposedly learned real estate from that. And this is where Envy was learning real estate, okay? And he said he called three people when he learned this real estate business and wanted them to get in a business. It was Joe Budden, Fabulous, and DJ Clue. Joe Budden said, it sounds like a Ponzi scheme. You're going to go to jail. Don't do it. The rest of them say no. But his black ass went and did it. Okay? So now people are bringing up all the different podcasts he was on, all the different clips, all the kind of stuff that he say he making money, promoting this thing there, doing that. Now, he allegedly saying he wasn't involved and he was scammed too out of money. But all of this video and stuff is coming back. So this is the thing. This is exactly what you're saying, that everything that you say is out there, right? It's out there. It's permanent. It is all of those things, right? But also, I feel like when you are in this space, and you put yourself out there, and again, it's no judgment. People can handle it in so many different ways, but people become familiar, too familiar. So they roll up on you like they know you, right? And that happened to somebody I followed on social media, right? Beautiful Jamaican woman. She cooking all this other kind of stuff. Somebody roll up to her because she said she was went to a Beyonce concert. Bitch, I like Beyonce. What is that your business? Right? Because I post here, you want to say so. You see, this is why I don't say nothing, because I just go off and I'm just going off on a tangent here. But it, I know what I'm talking about. And you know what, Carrie?
No. And to wrap up that point, those are examples that people use and say, see, that's why I don't want my business out there. See, this relationship that was goals is now not goals. You know, those types of things. And that's why people like P and myself say, see, that's why my business lock tight, short padlock, chain up, bob wire, trip wire, you know, trap, you know, just, hey, leave it, you know, like it's booby trap. Oh, you don't see the invisible lasers around it. Mm-mm, you don't touching it, you know. So, you know, that's why, because you see what happens when you put too much of that out there. It's, you know, it's why you rarely see pictures of my kids. You understand what I'm saying? So there has to be balance. And we see a lot of the openness and the sharing. And so we just need to see a balance. And growing up, you know, because I'm still growing, one of the examples that I saw for privacy, I actually learned this back in the day before the internet that it is now. There was an interview with a celebrity, and they were talking about how, I think it was the girl that was married to Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, or something like that. And there weren't a lot of pictures of Suri, the child that she had with Tom Cruise, or something like that. And I think I don't remember who she had the interview with. And she was like, yeah, there are ways to avoid the paparazzi. And I was like, what? Because the way it's set up, it feel like the minute you step through your door, click, 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 you know, that's where they are. And she said, there are ways. And when she said that, instantly I thought of Denzel. Like, very rarely paparazzi be catching Denzel and Miss Pauletta. You understand? You see Denzel when he promoting a show or he going to an award show. Very rarely are you seeing them catching pictures, like once in a blue moon, literally them on a boat and you see the picture of them. But if you think through his career, very rarely you are seeing pictures of his family and him. You know, it was just very private. And I was like, there is a choice and there is a way to be successful in your own way. But if you choose that way, growth is going to be slower. Other things are going to be slower, but that's the price you are paying. So you either pay the price and everybody in your business, or you pay the price of not everybody in your business, but growth is slower.
That is true. And also know that the internet is not forgiving. The people them will burn you, okay? It's not forgiving. So you have to decide if you want to deal with that unforgiving world. That's all I got to say about that. So as you wrap it up.
Or you find a non-element of P licensed person and book your session and, you know, have your therapist on call.
You're killing me with the element of me. Okay, so listen, how do people then find you? Tell us.
So you find Carry On Friends at Carry On Friends on all platforms, or at Breadfruit Media. That's how they can find me and connect with me if they want to hear some upful Caribbean American inspiring stories or, you know, podcast related stuff. So yeah.
Thank you, Queen K, for being here. OMG. I just want to lodge up the Caribbean Women Den, because this is the space that we created for us by us. And we absolutely love, 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 love working with you, because you're us and we is you. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know. Bacchanalanting.
Bacchanalanting every night. You already
yes,
know.
Yes, oh my- yes. And Queen P. Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod, or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.